Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. We are Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. At the top of our program today, the Lansing City Council will officially be back at full strength tonight when it swears in its newest member. Vincent Delgado was appointed to the council Thursday night in a 6-1 vote. He'll finish the current term vacated by Derek Quinney, who stepped down after becoming the new Ingham County Register of Deeds. Delgado is an assistant dean for civic engagement in the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at Michigan State University. He has an extensive background in public administration. Among other projects, he co-founded the Refugee Development Center in Lansing and formerly co-chaired the Ingham Power of We Consortium. He's now taking on his latest role, public official. Vincent Delgado, welcome to Current State.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here today.
Why did you pursue this opportunity to serve on the council?
Well, I think this is a really exciting time in Lansing. We've seen the economy and the recovery from the Great Recession, and we're increasingly becoming a really collaborative region. And I'd looked at it a number of times, and this opportunity came up, and I thought, why not? This is a great opportunity.
Will you be voting tonight then, or will you be sworn in before votes are starting? Because there are some issues on the agenda tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'll my understanding is I'll observe the committee of the whole, and then be sworn in, and then take a seat and start my role. So
there's a proposal to dissolve the board of commissioners that oversees the Board of Water and Light that's on the agenda. So you are really hitting the ground running here, Vince.
Yeah.
I mean, have you had time to get your head around all of these issues?
Absolutely. I spent the weekend doing a quick study.
Don't ask about your weekend.
Yeah, not much of a weekend. But I did a lot of studying this weekend, and you know, there is that resolution on the consent agenda. It's very interesting to me. I think for me, it represents a really deep concern about accountability at Board of Water and Light. I certainly had that accountability a year ago when I was trying to keep the fires going in my house and keep our kids warm for about 8 or 9 days. And so I think that's what that resolution does. It kind of reflects that concern. Will it actually come to a vote? I'm not entirely sure. I think my understanding of it might need some additional discussion and legal opinion to see kind of where that goes.
You don't think it'll come to a vote tonight, then?
I'm not entirely sure.
I mean, if it did, do you know how you would vote?
I don't know how I would vote at this point. I'm still looking at it and considering it, but I think it's certainly clearly a reflection of deep concern. I know that there is going to be a vote that's going to come that's probably going to fundamentally change the Board of Water and Board of Water and Light's relationship to the city. Certainly, the mayor has a number of proposals out there.
What do you think? I mean, his main one is that the general manager of the BWL ought to be more accountable directly to the mayor. Are you generally in agreement with that?
Well, I'm in agreement with additional accountability. This is one form that's been proposed. Nothing has been exactly written down, so I can't say whether I'm for it or against it until I read some language that tells me exactly how it would operate. I can tell you that the charter is somewhat vague on the relationship between the manager of the Board of Water and Light and the city. And that vagueness certainly played a role in this issue of accountability. Mm-hmm. And so I think whatever comes up, that's the issue. The issue is how to ensure that we have safe, reliable, sustainable, affordable power that is accountable to the citizens of Lansing. And so that's the critical issue. And I'll be certainly looking at whatever language comes ahead to make sure that that's what the issue is and that's what we take care of.
We're speaking with Vincent Delgado, who will be installed this evening as the newest member of the Lansing City Council. He's Assistant Dean for Civic Engagement with the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities here at Michigan State University. Vincent replaces Derek Quinney, of course, who is Ingham County's new Register of Deeds. The mayor also wants to create an Inspector General position at the BWL that's a member of his own cabinet reporting to him. Have you had time to review that?
That's right. That's the one I was speaking of previously. That proposal has not been written. It has not been put in writing. It's been discussed. I haven't seen it in writing. So I need to see that proposal in writing because it would certainly require a charter amendment to move that forward, or at least that's what's been suggested. So I need to see that, and I need to look at it more closely. Certainly something that is going to ensure accountability for Border Water and Light is what we need.
Regional membership on the board? That's a done deal.
That's a done deal, yeah.
But a good move, a move in the right direction, does that enhance accountability?
Well, that does two things. It's the voters certainly approved it overwhelmingly, and I think they were smart to do so for two reasons. One is that it does improve accountability for the reasons we discussed earlier. But I think the other thing it does is it ensures deeper collaboration across the region. This is, Border Water and Light calls this it's a hometown power, right? Certainly that Lansing is hometown first, but this is a region now. We operate globally as a region, and I think we need to do anything we can to increase our collaboration across the region. And I think this is reflective of that as well.
I think the Red Cedar Renaissance is also on the agenda.
Yes.
Tonight, have you had adequate time to really review all the moving parts of that proposal to the extent that you feel comfortable?
That was the
you spent most of your weekend.
Yeah, that was a lot of study. There's a CDA agreement there that's pretty lengthy, and so I did a lot of reading.
CDA.
That's a development agreement.
Okay.
So what are we agreeing to when we ultimately as we sell the property? And, I'm a huge supporter of the Red Cedar Renaissance. I think that, first of all, it's going to clean up the Red Cedar, at least help clean up the Red Cedar through the cleanup with the Montgomery Drain. That'll be the first time that issue's been addressed. When you have water going straight from surface roads, particularly congested area and parking lots, into the Red Cedar, that needs to be addressed, and it is being addressed in a way that takes care of the cost of public infrastructure embedded inside of a public-private partnership. And that's exciting to see that we're getting a lot of public infrastructure and things taken care of for little to no cost, which is critical.
It's environmental progress disguised as a development.
Something to get the head around this weekend for sure. But it's a wonderful project. I think the other great thing about it is just its placement in the center, kind of the imaginative center of our community. Mm-hmm. If you think about that area, mm-hmm. Again, it speaks to regional collaboration, regional future for our community, and it bridges East Lansing and Lansing in a way that I think none of us could have imagined, say, 5 years ago.
You allude to the Montgomery Drain Project. I'll inform our listeners really quickly here that Pat Lindemann is scheduled to be on Current State Wednesday morning, and that's one of the issues that we'll be talking about with Pat, along with the other aspects of the Red Cedar Renaissance, because the environmental impact of that, that stands to be pretty significant. One other issue the city council's already looking at relates to another aspect of the Red Cedar Renaissance, that is to bond for some $38 million, as I understand, for what's called a plume, basically part of the foundation of this structure to deal with potential flooding. A lot of money that I presume the city will have to pay back someday. Are you up to speed on that proposal?
That's one I'm still looking at and trying to understand. You're talking about the proposal that's tied to the Red Cedar Renaissance?
Well, it's apparently it's in the neighborhood of $38 million that the city, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
the city will be liable for. That deals with the flooding of the Red Cedar. It mm-hmm. it ensures that water goes where
yeah.
it needs to go in that
That's
area
right.
in the event of a flood.
Right. This is part of the overall infrastructure investment that's occurring as part of the project. My understanding of it is that this is going to be captured through TIF funding, which is Tax Increment Financing Authority, which allows the income from the investment, from the development, to come back to the city mm-hmm. to take care of that cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's been discussed. That's my understanding of it. Certainly, I'm getting up to speed, and I'll be doing some more studying today.
Yeah, I don't want to confront you with your a grill you here because you're not even officially on the council yet.
But that's true.
As I point out, you are hitting the ground running here, and these are some of the issues that you spent your weekend boning up on here.
Yeah.
Vincent Delgado is our guest. He will be installed this evening as the newest member of the Lansing City Council. What are your own – what committees would you like to serve on? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, you know, for me, obviously, I'm really interested with my background with the Power of We Consortium, which is an Ingham Power of We Consortium, but it's really, we think at the consortium more and more about ourselves as a regional consortium, as a tri-county consortium. And so for me, that issues that have come up in my work with that consortium are ones that I'm really interested in and want to deal with. And they actually have an agenda that they've published on that looks to impact root cause issues around racial healing and equity. They want to focus on academic achievement and making sure it's fair for all of our kids across the region. And they certainly want to work on issues of economic opportunity, things like the incredible concentration of payday lending that occurs in Lansing, particularly along Cedar, for example. And then finally, infrastructure is a big one for our region, I think. I think we have not just in terms of crumbling bridges that we need to address, opportunities for environmental sustainability through investing in infrastructure, but also it's our built environment. The way our city looks matters. It matters to all of us, and I think it's something that I'd really like to focus on. Specifically related to those kinds of things, intergovernmental relations, boards that are related to the parks but generally, intergovernmental relations has been the one that I've been looking at closely.
We're nearing the end of our time here, but I want to just briefly get your thoughts on a casino for Lansing. Are you generally behind the behind the idea of a casino, which would fund a Lansing promise, a chance to provide scholarship for every graduate of Lansing High Schools if it goes through as the mayor wants it to go through?
Yeah. You know, I've looked at that. I've thought about it. To be frank, I haven't been the hugest supporter of a casino since it was announced. I certainly let the mayor know that early on in my work with the Power of We Consortium. I think, and I'm hopeful that there's other ways to fund the Lansing Promise. It's certainly very important. I'm not sure that a casino could be the best way to do so, and I'm not sure it's going to happen. You know, it's in the middle of a legal battle. So I'd like to learn more about it, but you know, my gut tells me that perhaps a casino isn't the best place for right downtown Lansing.
You suggested earlier, we're just about out of time, but I want to clarify this. You suggested earlier you had been looking at a Lansing City Council position for some time. You've been contemplating this. The Mayor Bernero did not recruit you to run?
No, he did not. No, okay. He did not. No.
Very good. We want to wish you well, and it won't be the last time, hopefully, that we have you on our program. Vincent Delgado, expected to become the seventh member the eighth member. What am I saying? The eighth member of the Lansing City Council here at tonight's meet. The only guy on the City Council. How about that? You're surrounded by women everywhere on the City Council, as it turns out.
Yeah, I just got a text this morning, and I said, you know, I look forward to being a sister in spirit and solidarity. So it's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Vincent Delgado, good to meet you. Good luck.